Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, a lot of people looking in the sky last night noticed a large glowing spiral. It was very strange, and people wondering whether there are ghosts in the sky and so on, particularly from the southeast of the country, I believe. With all the answers, I'm joined along by David Moore of Astronomy Ireland. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Oliver.
First of all, can you describe, I know you're not a novelist or anything, but what that swirl looked like to people who saw it last night?
Yes, I've never seen one myself.
Oh.
We have had Irish reports in the past, but people saw them. We had only two reports from Waterford. I was looking at the sky quite often last night. It was mostly cloudy over the whole country. I'm surprised it was even clear over Waterford. But they have fantastic views over Britain, where it really went viral.
Yeah.
And would have been seen over Ireland if we had one of those rare, clear skies. But it looks like a big spiral in the sky. And it's actually rocket fuel being vented by a spacecraft that was launched earlier.
That's still pretty cool. And what exactly is happening?
Oh, yeah, I mean, an amazing sight, yeah.
What has happened to it? Why is it making that swirling vision in the sky?
Well, when you launch your rocket, you want to make sure you have enough fuel. So they usually add in 2 or 3% extra just to be sure. And if you leave that last stage of the rocket in orbit, it can explode with the fuel inside, sending debris up into space and hitting other satellites. So about 20, 30 years ago, they decided that they were always going to get rid of the fuel before they burnt the last stage up in the atmosphere. So that's what you see. Things have to be just perfect, though. It has to be launched just around sunset for Ireland to see it. It has to fly over us, of course, as well. And the venting has to happen close to the time it flies over Ireland. So all those coincidences came together. There are loads of rocket launches every year, so you can't really predict these things. And we want anybody who saw it certainly to send us a report. Astronomy.ie is the website. You'll see the contact details there. Or if you've got a photograph, even better, we'd love to publish an Irish photograph.
That's right, we don't have one. Yeah, we don't have one from this
particular. We actually might do. One of the people in Waterford did say they got photographs, and we've asked them to send them in. So we don't have them yet, but we're hoping.
Oh, do get in touch with us as well. Oliver@RTE.ie. We'll send them
to the whole country.
Yeah, do. So it was rocket fuel, Blue. Whose rocket was this?
It's a SpaceX rocket. SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, have been prolific in launches in the last year. I think they now hold the record. It's almost that most launches are SpaceX launches. And they launched an American military satellite. So it's highly classified.
Really?
They don't say anything about it. So all we know is a military satellite.
They weren't even admitting it was them. He's firing a lot of rockets into the air, Elon Musk.
Yeah, and it's becoming a bit of a nuisance, to be honest.
Astronomers.
I'm taking photographs of night sky now. I get all these streaks on the pictures, especially if it's close to sunset. It's almost becoming like plastic in the ocean. It's polluting space, and it might not just be that causing ruining pictures, but we think it could. All these rocket launches could be affecting the upper atmosphere as well. And his plans ultimately are for about 100,000 satellites. There's never been that many satellites in space, just for the Starlink project alone, which is internet from space.
How many satellites are in the space right now?
Well, one that you can sort of see with the naked eye, there's about 1,000 of them, roughly speaking. So people see these things crossing the sky. And to be honest, you see more of them now, man-made satellites, than you do natural shooting stars or meteors, give them the proper name. So they are becoming vermin of the night sky. And Ireland's member of the European Southern Observatory, which is building telescopes of the order of €1 billion, including the world's biggest one, should be ready later this year. And they reckon now 30% of the time on that €1 billion telescope is going to be wasted, ruined, because of all these satellites. But not just the Elon Musk, but also Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin Company, is planning to do something similar, and so are some big consortia in the US. And there's no real regulation to stop them ruining in the night sky, which inspired a lot of young people to take up science careers, which is extremely important to Ireland, is where most of our revenues come from.
It's just incredible. And he owns most of those satellites up there, doesn't he, Elon Musk? And they're going to affect
SpaceX, the night sky. I think it's still not quoted on the stock exchange, so it's a privately owned company.
Lovely to know. But listen, if you have the photographs, and we don't have time, unfortunately, but people, if they're interested in the deep eclipse of the sun, which is happening on Saturday, astronomy.ie has everything, David Moore.
Yeah, we have a watch planned, a magazine, and you can get eclipse glasses there as well. Don't miss it. Biggest, deepest in 10 years.
Thanks a million, David Moore. Enjoy. Look at the sky.